What will be said at your funeral? Genesis 25:7. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived, 103 score and 15 years. Then Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man, and full of years, and was gathered to his people. Abraham gave up the ghost and died. All men have an appointment with death. The casket calls all men. The grave beckons all men to come and sleep. Life winds down eventually for us all, and we have an appointment when we will meet God. What will your death say about you? Will people have to lie at your funeral? Will your wife and children have to represent you in a false light? Will they need to embellish the truth to attempt to honor you, but to dishonor the Lord? What will people say at your funeral? How will death speak of you? Will death call to remembrance all of your evils? If you were to die now, what would death say of you? Think strongly on that, Christian. I don't question your eternal life or you being saved. I only call to remembrance the fact that death could come upon us all. Have we all our accounts clear? How will death speak of you? Will death call to remembrance all of your evils? Will it be said of you that you lived a long and fruitful life? Many a minister will have to repent from the lies they told at the funerals about people they buried. When men eulogize you, will they need to be crafty and creative? Will you die in sin and wickedness and hard-heartedness? Will you die in shame and evil reproach and cause the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme his name? What will death say of you? What will be said at your funeral? Will they say he or she lived for Christ? They were not perfect, but they sure wanted to be. Will it be said you had a kind and forgiving spirit and was able to forgive the trespasses of others? Or were you so mean and hard-hearted you could not? Will you hold on to bitter envy and strife in your hearts and take grudges to the grave? Or will you let them all go, give them to God, and let him sort it all out at the judgment seat of Christ? Oh, Christian, I beg you, die not bitter and angry with people. But get things right now, today, for you know not what the hour of your death may bring and when it will bring it. Get things right now. Don't hold on to grudges between people. As much as life in you, live peaceably with all men. They may not, but you must. It matters how we finish the race. It matters if we are consistent, that we are not a different person in private than in public. It matters whether we are fair with all men, just, righteous with all men. What will be said at your funeral? Will it be said you were a witness for Christ and that you were willing to suffer for Christ's sake and you were spent for Christ, that if you wronged someone, you tried to make it right? That you were tender to your failings and faults and did not overlook them, but were willing to overlook others? Will it be said you followed Christ? Will the Father say to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Will it be that we were humbled here, that in God's time he will exalt us there, that we waited for our heavenly reward and were content with such things as we had? Will our funeral be a witness for Christ, or will it cause the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme because of our dishonesty, disobedience, and worldly life? Abraham finished his days in a good old age and did much for the Lord. He made mistakes, as had been recorded, but he lived a life of faith. Christian, if it was today that life was taken from us, would our life glorify God? Would there be much fruit to abound to that account? Think strongly about it. We know not when death will knock on our door. May our lives be a testimony of a crucified life and of a risen Lord.